It's time for Lincoln County Connections on KNPT, KWDP, and KBCH. Here's your host, Casey Miller.
Good morning and welcome to Lincoln County Connections. I'm Casey Miller, Lincoln County's Public Information Officer. On the program today, we have Chloe Rico. She is a community food organizer for Ten Rivers Food Web. We're going to meet up with her in just a moment. So thanks for joining us. Yes, every Thursday at 9 a.m., we talk about news events and people all related to Lincoln County government and the interconnectedness of our community. And Ten Rivers Food Web, which we'll talk about in just a moment, is having a film series, is expanding food literacy in Lincoln County, and all kinds of wonderful things having to do with food and its availability here in Lincoln County. But before we do that, let's take a look at what's new in the latest news on Lincoln County's homepage. For those making that second installment of property taxes, remember that's due February 15th. There's details there to the Tax Treasurer Department information about your property tax payments. Also, a new program, kind of a web interface called Drive Less Connect, brought to you by Cascade West Council of Governments. There's a link to that here now. So if you're looking for ways to basically ride share with other individuals, there's this new web tool that Cascades West has developed, and I think you'll find it a very useful tool for looking for others traveling throughout Lincoln County and into the valley. So that's something that you should be aware of. And finally, flu shots still available. If you need to get one, please check in with Health and Human Services, and they've got clinics available to you, and that information is available on Lincoln County's website. Chloe Rico.
Hi, Casey. How are you?
I'm doing really well. I'm glad you made it.
Me too.
You know, going to your film series the other night at Cafe Mundo was really a great turnout. And looking at the list of films, that's just one thing that you're doing to expand, you know, food literacy. And I think it's something people can really enjoy. But, you know, I was kind of trying to think about where we should start. And can you talk about what Ten Rivers Food Web is as an organization, but
sure.
also as sort of a geographical you know, locale?
Sure. Well, Ten Rivers Food Web is a nonprofit, and we are both based in kind of an idea and our food shed. And so what Casey was saying is that Ten Rivers Food Web as an organization, we cover Lynn, Benton, and Lincoln counties, and that's for a reason. There's actually an academic area called the Ten Rivers Food Shed, and that covers kind of those three counties. And it really, it's kind of like a watershed in the sense that our water does also define where we can grow our food mm-hmm. and what resources are available to us. And so the Ten Rivers really are is a symbol of kind of our watershed here and the interconnectedness of our three geographical counties and political counties. And how that in Lincoln County, we can't necessarily grow everything, but we do have a lot of fish. We do grow a lot of greens and all these types of things, and we can share those with the valley, and then they can share back with us. So a really great example, we had a Fill Your Pantry Market this past fall at the Lincoln County Fairgrounds Farmers Market, and that was just a one-day opportunity for people to buy beans and grains from the valley that are being reintroduced through the Beans and Grains Project. Mm-hmm. So they are really trying to kind of, some farmers are really interested in seeing what can happen if they switch from growing grass seed to products that were traditionally grown in the Willamette Valley. And it's really great to get that stuff here because, unfortunately, we don't really have the dry or warmth to really grow those types of things. So I think that's kind of a, I like to use that example as a good picture of our food shed.
You know, your website, the Ten Rivers Food website, has a section for Lincoln County and Lynn and Benton, and I think it's, you know, very informative. And certainly, if you're listening to us today and you want to talk to Chloe, there's a staff section where we can find out how to connect to you. Also a section for Lincoln County and the things that are happening in the community. And Chloe, I'm holding in my hands here this 80-page document, which is the community food assessment.
Yes.
That you and a small handful of people authored. And it's just such a great document.
You know? Oh, thank you so much.
Congratulations on the production of this. And it's just so informative for anybody, I think, in thinking about food. food systems. Just a great, great resource. And, you know, I just wanted to maybe just read a little section of the foreword because it really struck me, and maybe you can make some comments about it. But it talks about when the first settlers came to Oregon, and they were amazed by the rich soil, abundant water supply, and even islands of productivity in Oregon's deserts. They were thrilled with the crops, the fruits, the berries they were able to raise, the rich pasture land, as well as the streams of teeming with fish and the bounty of wild game. It would have been impossible for them to believe that anyone could be hungry or food insecure in this land of plenty. And those are some of the issues, you know, you're addressing, this food security that is, you know, not as secure as it was once in the past. What's happening?
Sure. Well, that foreword is actually by Sharon Thornberry, and mm-hmm. she is the community food systems kind of manager for Oregon Food Bank, and really a nationwide advocate for food insecurity issues and food systems and their interrelatedness.
Yeah.
And food insecurity means that an individual doesn't have regular access to healthy, kind of affordable and nutritionally and culturally adequate food. And so what that represents for our community here is that someone might live in a rural area and they live more than 10 miles away from a full-service grocery store.
Right.
Or it could also mean that they don't have enough income to get through the month of food. So they're not able to kind of make their ends meet as far as all of your basic needs, your rent, kind of your medical coverage and bills, and your food and kind of those related issues. And so we definitely have a food insecure community here. Oregon as a whole, as a state, at the time that this was written, we were actually second in the nation mm-hmm. behind Mississippi. And you'd be surprised to learn that, I think, living here. It's something that gets really hidden in our country and in our community. In Lincoln County, 17.5% of the population is food insecure. And then what that really kind of trickles down to is an income issue. It's we don't have enough money really to kind of make those things happen, because healthy food really is about being able to afford it. And that's unfortunate. Yeah.
We're talking to Chloe Rico. She's our local food organizer for Ten Rivers Food Web. Back on the food security issue in just a moment. Stay with us here on Lincoln County Connections.
Is your office supply store like Hall's Office Supply in Lincoln City? Does your office supply store carry art supplies like Hall's? Does your office supply store help you with your copy needs like Hall's? Does your office supply store look up forms and inkjets you need like Hall's Office Supply? One final question, does your office supply store deliver to your home or business anywhere from Pacific City to Glen Eden Beach? Hall's Office Supply of Lincoln City really does it all. That's Hall's.
Mother-daughter team Philomena and Tara talk about what it's like at Nana's Irish Pub in Newport.
When you walk into Nana's, you feel like you're the most important person there.
It's warm, comforting, cozy, good food, good people.
Tell us about the lunch specials, Tara.
Monday through Friday, lunch specials every day for $7. We do something different every day.
It's especially for the locals in Newport, the people who come every day, so that they can have a variety of food for a reasonable price. And then Tuesday nights, that seems to be always busy at Nana's.
Tuesday nights, we do our corned beef and cabbage dinner special for $10.
You also have a late hour special.
At Nana's, we now have a new late night happy hour menu, Monday through Thursday from 9 to close. We have live music every weekend. Check us out on Facebook for more details, or on our website at nanasirishpub.com, where you can also check out our new video.
Nana's Irish Pub opens every day at 11.
Check it out for yourself. Nana's Irish Pub, 3rd and Coast Street in the Nye Beach area of Newport.
Get in the zone!
Get to AutoZone for revved up savings. Now through Monday only, take advantage of our hottest deals throughout the store. Get $1 off Autolite Copper and Platinum Spark Plugs. You pay only 99 cents each for Autolite Copper Spark Plugs and only $1.99 for Platinum. Tune up now and restore your car's lost performance with revved up savings only at AutoZone and only for a limited time. See store for restrictions and details.
Get in the zone!
AutoZone.
Welcome back to Lincoln County Connections on KBCH, KWDP, and KNPT.
Welcome back to Lincoln County Connections. Every Thursday, 9 a.m., we talk to people, events, and the interconnectedness of our community here in Lincoln County. Chloe Rico is on the program. We're talking about Ten Rivers Food Web. She's a local food organizer. Food security was where we left off, Chloe. And it seems like the film series that you're having right now at Cafe Mundo Tuesday evenings, Stamped, Food Stamped, this plays right into exactly what you were talking about. And what did you learn? Because I had to leave early.
Sure.
Can we eat well on the SNAP program, and what are the limitations?
Sure. Well, the truth is you can. And what's really great about our community here is that we have a lot of programs that help stretch your food dollar, and we have a great food bank that really kind of helps people make ends meet and also is really trying to teach about how to eat healthy on a budget. You know, a couple of things that the food stamp film talked about was the SNAP at the farmer's market, which we have a really great farmer's markets here that offer that option to people. And there's also the SNAP incentive program, which gives an extra $6 to people who spend six or more of their SNAP benefits at the market, which again helps make that healthy kind of fresh food more affordable, which was a big theme of the film, that mm-hmm. it's a little bit hard to make that produce meet on the budget that SNAP has per meal. In the film, it was $1 per meal. In real life, it's a little bit higher than that now because that was filmed a while ago. But in our community, that's still under. There's actually a number out there from Mapping the Meal, which is through Feeding America, and we get about a meal here costs about $2.84 per person. For the state of Oregon, it's $2.60, and then for your SNAP benefit, you get about $2 to $1, depending on what you're getting. So, yeah, that's a big thing. But learning to cook, learning to budget can really help you make those ends meet. So that's what we do here.
Yeah, the SNAP program, as it sort of entered into the farmers market, fairly new last couple years.
Well, I definitely think it's been a growing thing to see SNAP in farmers markets and have that push for that. We actually, there was a woman at the end of Food Stamp the other night who kind of stood up and said, you know, I'm on SNAP, and she talked about some of the benefits that she sees to that program
here,
for her and her daughter.
From Lincoln County.
Yeah, from Lincoln County, okay. At Cafe Mundo. And it was really welcome to hear her opinion and her ideas, and it was great. So SNAP at the farmer's market, that's what she talked about first, because she wants that food, and a lot of people do. Over yeah. this past year, we started with the SNAP incentive program at the Newport Farmers Market, which had already been accepting SNAP, but this kind of encouraged more people to come mm-hmm. and use it there. And between 2011 and 2012, between the two seasons, we saw a 68% increase in usage of SNAP at the farmers market, which is great. I mean, that says that people want to see that. They want to come and use their benefits there. They really see a value in doing that.
Yeah, the farmers market, the quality of produce, does seem to be just so high. When you compare some of the items there, the fresh-grown produce back-to-back with some of the items that you might get at other supermarkets, it does seem to just be exceptional. So
it is, and it's hard. I mean, that's no, because there's a lot of supermarkets in our area that do offer local stuff, local food mm-hmm. or local products, and it's because we live kind of out there. A lot of our food gets trucked in, so
yeah.
It's hard to meet that quality.
The distance that it goes. We're talking to Chloe Rico. She's a Ten Rivers Food Web food organizer for Lincoln County. Stay with us. We'll wrap up the program, talk more about what Ten Rivers is doing and some things that you should be aware of with the upcoming food series in just a moment.
It's the annual January Dollar Days at Mills Ace Hardware's two stores in Lincoln City. To store your winter blues away, 18-gallon totes, two for $10. You'll find a variety of items on sale at Mills Ace Hardware during Dollar Days. Everything from reading glasses to scissors, mini screwdriver sets to coffee and tea filters, cleaners like Comet and Palmolive to emergency LED flashers. Ace really is the place in Lincoln City. And right now, Mills Ace Hardware is celebrating January with Dollar Days.
Beaver Nation, this is Oregon State basketball coach Craig Robinson.
Starts now, screens for Amada, comes around it in deep, pump fake, ball away, six-footer, go!
Basketball season is in full force. Do you have your tickets?
Knocked away by Collier. Devon is ahead of the pack to the basket. Slam dunk!
Purchase your single game tickets today at BeaverTickets.com. This is Beaver Nation.
Right now at the Home Depot, get 10% off appliances of $397 or more. With free haul away and delivery on brands like Whirlpool, Samsung, and Frigidaire, it's never been easier to get appliances that are more dependable, more energy efficient, and yes, shiny. An upgraded kitchen or laundry room starts with 10% off appliances. More saving, more doing. That's the power of the Home Depot. Valid through February 3rd, U.S. only. See store for details.
Lincoln County Connections is back on KNPT, KBCH, and KWDP.
Thanks for joining us today. And remember, these programs are archived as podcasts. You can find them at the Aquinnah Bay Communications website. Also, Lincoln County, we archive these programs on our website as well, so you're always able to look back and see the guests and see the topics that we've discussed and listen to them at your leisure. Chloe Rico, Ten Rivers Food Web food organizer. I know you said you want to really push the film series, and I'm on your listserv, and it seemed to me like you kind of had a democratic process of what films to pick.
We did, to an extent. So there's only so many films that we can afford to screen because we pay for the licensing. We want to make sure the filmmakers, you know, they get paid for their work. Mm-hmm. But we did. We sent out a little link to kind of see what films people would be into and be interested in. So that actually helped me a lot because it's usually just me choosing them. Yeah. So I don't want to choose wrong for people.
Narrowed it down to Fresh the Movie, Food Stamp. So two films have gone by so far.
They have, yeah.
And coming up is Truck Farm.
So
what do you think about that?
Truck Farm. Well, it's newer, and it's from the director of King Korn, which was, if you've seen that, it's a really great and effective movie about kind of the corn grown in our community, in mm-hmm. our country here, and its effect on the food system. But Truck Farm is a lot, it's more fun, a little bit cuter, and it's about this director. He doesn't have any land. He lives in New York City, and he decides to kind of fill the back of his grandpa's pickup truck with dirt and start growing in it because it's the only land he has. But it's really a look at what we can kind of do as individuals to grow food, what we have access to, our role in our food system. And he lives in New York City, so he kind of showcases some different urban farming.
Yeah. Well, that's great. I mean, you can really make it happen anywhere if you have the desire.
Exactly. And it's just kind of fun to look at a different place from our community mm-hmm. here and maybe apply some of it back here. You never know.
That should be interesting. February 12th, which will be the final film of the series.
Yes.
Eating Alaska.
That one is also a pretty new film, which I'm so excited that we can have it because it's really the most like our food system out of all of the four films that we've shown. It focuses on a woman. She was a vegetarian, and she moved to Alaska for her work.
Hmm.
And she ended up marrying a fisherman and a hunter. And she kind of... I don't know if that rings a bell for anyone here, but she kind of discovers and explores what it's like to eat local based on where you actually live. You know, is it better to eat the hunted food, the fish for meat? Yes, obviously. But for her, you know, that's a real kind of moral struggle, and it's about her learning
wow.
to hunt and figure that out. Yeah.
It sounds very interesting.
It does, and she seems very smart, so... Yeah.
Well, another of the programs or things that you're doing at Ten Rivers is the Feast.
Mm-hmm.
What does Feast stand for?
So Feast is kind of an educational and community workshop, and it's Food Education Agriculture Solutions Together. It's a little bit of a word jumble, but it's kind of hosted by Oregon Food Bank and someone we mentioned previously, Sharon Thornberry,
mm-hmm.
and... It's these community workshops that have been hosted throughout the state of Oregon and are actually going a little bit more nationwide. We had one here in April of 2011, and that was a great event. It brought, you know, over 60 people from our community, from Lincoln County, together to talk about our food system. What do we want to see? What do we do well now? And so we are hoping to have kind of a follow-up event this coming spring to talk about what's happened from there, because things have, you know, there was some desires like an indoor year-round market that came to be kind of, and it kind of started out of that experience. I know people who were involved with the farmers market, they heard from people there and they were like, I think it's time. Like, I think
yeah.
I heard enough to know that there would be support for it. So it's just a matter of these types of experiences let you push to the next level certain things. So I think our community's ready to go kind of beyond the stuff that we've been working on, which have been really great, but to address some of the new things we need to kind of build a stronger food system, some of the infrastructure, some of the more difficult tasks mm-hmm. that get pushed to the side sometimes when you can get those low-hanging fruit.
Well, with the Fairground Farmers Market, I know when I've seen the fair board discuss, you know, the possibilities for the fairgrounds, you know, the individuals there are certainly really hoping that there's a facility, you know, to have something year-round. So
I agree.
Have a facility.
You got to have that space, and the fairgrounds has been a good fit for the indoor market because it's a nice space, and it's big enough to host them, and it's also not it's great to work with the fair board because you know they're willing to listen and help out yeah. the market as it's a new startup, so that's what happens.
Well, Chloe, you know, as we kind of wrap this up. Got the film series, and remember, if you're listening to us, the information is available on your Ten Rivers Food website.
Yes.
Two more films coming up. And as far as your availability, are you available to, address groups? What's your capacity as far as that goes?
Absolutely. I love to talk about this stuff, if you can't tell. And I'm really happy to kind of be out there and communicate for people and kind of address anything that you're interested in. As a food organizer, my job is to listen to you and then also to kind of cue you into what else is going on in our community. So I try my best to kind of stay on top of those things and be out there. So, yeah, you can find my contact information on 10riversfoodweb.org. Or come stop by. I rent office space at Food Chair. So come say hi.
Well, thanks for being on the program. And remember, there's that food assessment for Lincoln County on the Ten Rivers Food website if you'd like to kind of dissect the issue here in Lincoln County. Thank you, Chloe Rico, for being on the program.
Thank you, Casey.
All right. And thanks for listening today. We'll see you same time, same place next week on Connections.
News Talk 1310 AM and 98.3 FM, KNPT, and streaming live at knptam.com.